Yeah, it's not a lot, especially if somebody gets hurt or goes down. It really makes it difficult because these guys are all playing three ways now. But I still think Coach Brown here is luring in Morris a little bit. We've seen him attack the middle. He pitches it out to the outside. He gets an 8-yard gain. He goes right back to running it up the middle. So you almost got to feel like some more pitches and play action coming up here
soon. A pitch to the right, and it's to Fritsch, and he has the first down. Cuts back in midfield at the 27-yard line. And brought down by Gavin Lucas, number 12. Enough for a first down. Move the chains. First and 10 as Deckerville continues to chip away at the clock and chip away at the field. 7:30 left in the third quarter. This drive going on for about 3.5 minutes now.
Al, just an update for you is at home at halftime. Ubley scores shortly before the half is over. Takes the lead at Vassar 22-21.
High formation. Patello under center. Hands it off to Fritsch. He has room to run. He's at the 20-yard line to the 15. Breaks free of that tackle, and he's into the end zone. Standing up. Touchdown, Deckerville. A 27-yard scamper for Brandon Patello. Into the end zone for yet another score, and it's Deckerville 36. Morris nothing. 7:12 left in the third.
Yeah, an impressive run there, an impressive drive by Deckerville. Patello, again, fakes the handoff to Saldana, the lead back. He takes it out of his hands, then puts it in the running back's hands of Fritsch. A little bit more of a slower developing run, and Saldana picks up a big block, opens up a big hole, and Fritsch doesn't miss it.
Rolling to his right is number 4 for Deckerville, Cole Rumzik, and his pass is complete to number 28, Jonathan Ridley. The two-point conversion is good. And you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. 7:12 left in the third. It's 38-0 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Cairo now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Cairo for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
Deckerville leads Morris. It's now a running clock situation. 35-point differential in the second half ensues that. The kick off goes out of bounds, so Morris starts out at the 35-yard line, and Gavin Lucas on the quarterback keeper around the left end gets out to about the 39-yard line before he's stopped for a 5-yard gain. They're going to actually mark him down at the 40-yard line, brought down by number 41, Brendan Handley. Cornerback, 6'1", 140-pound junior for Deckerville. 6 minutes, 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Of course, this drive, Fritsch at it again, 27-yard touchdown run. Deckerville 38-0, less than 7 minutes to play in the third. Second down, 5 to go for Morris. Gavin Lucas now at quarterback to start the second half. Trailing by 38 points. Man in motion, too wide to the left, looking to pass. Flag flies. He lets this one downfield, and Brandon Patello is there to intercept at his own 45. He's across midfield at the Morris 45 and down to the 42-yard line, and we have flags flying at the end of this play as well. And so this is going to be, Congress is going to be in session for a while, and just like Congress, it's going to take a while to get anything done.
Well, I have to think that the play continued, so it had to be an offside of some kind.
Deckerville.
So it was a free play, but then after the interception, you're going to see some sort of blocking penalty on Austin Spatzel.
They signaled for a false start against Morris. And then he blocked in the back against Deckerville. I did not. Dave, I might be wrong. I might be wrong here, but if it's a false start,
should the play could be whistled dead?
The play should be whistled dead. So they're signaling Disco Knight. His penalty is declined for obvious reasons. So the interception stands. And then the block in the back marker is at the 45-yard line of Morris. So they walk 10 yards off of that back to the Deckerville 45-yard line. First and 10 for the Eagles in their own territory.
It can't be a true false start. It's got to be an illegal motion of some kind.
Some sort.
False start is for certain a dead ball, play is over type call.
Regardless, Morris had the ball for less than a minute. 59 seconds to be exact. And Deckerville gets it back with 6:13 left in the third quarter at their own 46-yard line.
So you can forget about the interception at home.
Don't even look at it.
Oh, it did happen.
Yes. Deckerville has the ball, and they are on offense. Pitch out to number 5. Austin Fritsch to the right slips at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Still at the 46-yard line. Brought down by number 3, Connor Lucas.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that last play, Clark. Because
the interception stands.
You see that flag.
It was
fly
an illegal motion.
Right. You see that flag fly at the start of the play as a quarterback. I'm thinking I got a free play.
Yes.
So I'm taking a shot downfield. So that's kind of a deceiving penalty there. But nonetheless, a interception by Patello. First down run goes for no gain. Deckerville under center on second
it's
down.
It's a quick handoff, and he's through like a cannon through midfield, through the line of scrimmage, out to the Morris 47-yard line. On the bottom of that pile, that looks like it's number 3, Chase Patello, the ball carrier, brought down by number 2, Luke Binshettle, linebacker for Morris. Brings up now a third down and manageable, third down and 4 for the Eagles in a running clock situation. 5 minutes left in the third, 38-0 Deckerville.
Yeah, Chase Patello there, bursting through the line of scrimmage, like you said, like a missile, Clark, and unfortunately for number 2, Luke Binshettle, he was on the receiving end of that hit, but does stop them and force a third down.
Kind of looked like a North Korean nuclear test. It's a handoff on third down and 4 yards to go, and they're across the line of scrimmage, across the first down 6. That would be number 5, Austin Fritsch, the ball carrier, out to the 40-yard line for the first down, and brought down once again by number 2, Luke Binshettle, and another set of downs for the Deckerville Eagles.
Yeah, Austin Fritsch, he's okay, but he come up a little bit slow. That might be the last carry of the game for him, just guessing.
As he's now on the sidelines, Brandon Patello looks to the sidelines for the calls from Bill Brown, head coach and also offensive coordinator, his brother, Dan Brown, defensive coordinator. Dan Brown going with the Brady Hoke style of defense, no headset. A handoff right up the gut. Start of the 40-yard line down to the 36-yard line. Patello, that'd be Chase Patello on the carry. Out for 4 yards. Second down and 6, brought down by number 21, Zach Rivers.
Again, Deckerville with the running clock, and now with this lead, you continue to see them stay in between the hash marks, go straight ahead at this Morris Orioles defensive line, and they've had success getting 3 and 4 yards a carry, which is keeping this offense on the field and wearing down this defense slowly and steady.
Reese leads Harbor Beach at the half 28-24 as Reese scores with 27 seconds before the half, ends with a 1 yard dive for a score. Timeout called by Deckerville, so the clock stops at 3:14. As Bill Brown wants to discuss the second down and 6 to go. Dave Hansen, what are your thoughts so far?
Well, I can't say enough about Deckerville. I mean, wow. What you said earlier. They are everything that you've heard and maybe then some. And unfortunately for us, we haven't got to see everything that this Deckerville team has to offer. They have put on a show early, but they have not shown all their cards. They have more in the deck, and this just goes to show you how good this team really is.
Live from Deckerville, Michigan, you're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Of course, listen in to the strong.